This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and it's been about a year and a half since he's been on the show. And I told you that time, take a look at their stock. At that time, the stock was trading around 30 cents a share. Now it's trading above $1.08. We're talking no other than Largo Resources Limited. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol LGORF. And with us today to talk about his company is the CEO, Mark Smith. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Everett. Pleasure to be here.
You know, give my new listeners, if you would, a little bit about statement of what you guys are about and how you make your money.
Yeah, we are very simple, and we are very proud to say that we are the only pure play vanadium stock that someone can purchase in the market today worldwide. Our company is all about vanadium. We have a world-class vanadium resource down in Maracás, Brazil. We have a very steady, reliable production system that we put into place. We have the lowest unit production costs to produce that vanadium in the entire world, and we have the highest quality product that we sell in the world. We've worked very hard to achieve all of those things, and it's now placed us into the world as a major vanadium producer and supplier.
You know, Largo continues to be in the news for setting new records for production. Can you tell us more about this and how the company has achieved these records?
Absolutely. And this has really been the foundation of success, as I call it, for our company. And we purposefully started to work on this issue back in April of 2015. We start out with a very good personal value system within the company that consists primarily of things like trust, honesty, integrity, excellence, always doing the best that you can personally do. And we've got a brilliant workforce down there that we have converted over to almost 100% Brazilian workforce down there now. That's made a huge cultural difference and made a lot of the cultural divides that we had in the operations go away. We've put in an extremely solid technical understanding of the metallurgy that's going on, and we're able to now really dial our plant in and achieve these record production numbers, very consistently. And a lot of that has been a result of implementing a root cause analysis system, so that as things were going wrong, we didn't treat those as negative situations. We treated those as learning possibilities. And we've used those learning possibilities, coupled them with very good technical knowledge, coupled it with our value system, coupled it with a Brazilian workforce. And I anticipate that we will continue to not only do well, but probably continue to break the existing records that we just broke in December. So we're on our way. We are in good shape.
You know, my listeners have heard about gold, silver, platinum, stuff like that. But vanadium, you know, you don't hear that every day. I know it's used in the steel market. Educate us a little bit why it's so important.
Well, it's extremely important in the steel market because it is the ingredient that you can add very little of and double the strength of that steel. And that does tremendous things for us in the world in terms of win-win-win situations. Not only do we end up with safer buildings, safer cars, because we use that hardened steel, we as consumers end up being much safer. The environment actually does better as well, because we have a lighter vehicle as a result of that vanadium, or we don't have to transport as heavy of steel to the job site for an architectural project. And then we end up with a situation where with the vanadium not only creating all these things in steel, but we've got an ingredient here that is used in the airline industry, and there are no substitutes for the vanadium, aluminum, titanium alloys that are used in the jet engine components today. Now we're starting to move into a whole new realm, which is the vanadium redox battery. And these new batteries are going to be used at the grid level, and they're going to be coupled with solar and wind applications to create base load energy that the utility companies can use and not generate all of the CO2 emissions and other harmful contaminants that have come out of some of the other methods of producing power. So What we're excited about is all the things that vanadium does to basically improve the world we live in. We think that's pretty powerful.
I want to switch gears here for a second. I was reading some of your press releases. At one time, you guys did an $8 million private placement, then $25 million, $35 million. You guys finally raised $35.5 million. Tell us about the effort, and what do you plan on doing with those funds?
Well, the important thing about the effort was that was an in-house effort, and I think it really demonstrates the fact that people are starting to understand what Largo's capabilities are. They're starting to understand the huge benefits to society that vanadium brings. And we were able to do that all on an in-house fundraising effort. The beauty of that particular fundraising effort that we just closed in December of 2017 is that now 100% of our corporate debts are paid off. And that really puts the company in an outstanding position to focus now its efforts on those operations, possible expansion projects, possible vertical integration projects, possible mergers and acquisitions that we can work on, because we're not so focused on making sure we have enough money at the corporate level to pay those debts. It is 100% debt-free. It also allows us to focus on the restructuring of our debts down at the Brazilian level, and that will be a tremendous benefit to the company, its balance sheet, and ultimately our shareholders. It is our goal to continue to reduce the debt at the Brazilian level so that the company remains more sustainable regardless of what the price of vanadium is. Very good move, we think, for the shareholders, and we're strategically very focused on that point for 2018.
My guest today is Mark Smith. He is the CEO of Largo Resources Limited. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol LGORF. Even at $1.08, I still think they're grossly undervalued. What do you see for 2018 for your company and going forward?
Everett, this is a really exciting area for us. As I just mentioned a minute ago, we're going to be very focused on restructuring of our debt down at the Brazilian level. Again, all about sustainability of the company, regardless of the price of vanadium. But we're also moving very quickly now into the sale of our material into the high purity requirement areas. And this is a big move. It's a very strategic move by the company. But we're able to do that because we produce the highest quality vanadium pentoxide in the world. And this allows us to get premiums for the product that we sell out in the world, because these users of the high purity material know that there is a very limited amount of this high purity material out there, and so they end up having to pay a premium for the product. That increases our revenues for the same pound of V2O5 that we would otherwise sell, and that's a pretty big improvement and growth area for us as we get into 2018. We will be increasing our product range. We will not just sell high purity vanadium flake or high purity, just regular flake. We will be now producing, starting in January, high purity vanadium pentoxide powder. And that starts to expand the use of our high purity materials into more application areas, again, into premiums for this product that allows us to increase the revenue and the profitability. The supply, demand, and inventory situation in vanadium remains very critical, in my opinion. The supply is currently 10 to 15,000 tons per year, too low for the current demand. And that is going to obviously be very good for Largo as a producer. But I can tell you that we take our position as a producer very seriously, and we do plan to look at ways that we can get more vanadium out into the marketplace. And then, as we mentioned already, restructuring of the debt. So we've got a full, a full plate of things to do for 2018. And I think you'll see Largo as an even further improved company by the end of 2018.
If you're looking for a mineral play company, you want to diversify your portfolio, take a look at Largo Resources Limited. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol LGORF. In closing, Mark, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Well, even with the world-class resource we have, the unbelievable production levels that we're achieving, the lowest unit costs in the world and the highest quality product in the world, it all boils down to people. And I can't thank our people enough for the value system that they demonstrate day in and day out, the work ethic that they put into their job every day and the pride and passion that they have to get things done every day. It all boils down to people. The Largo people are some of the best that I've ever had the opportunity to work with. I'm very proud of our workforce.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. And 2018, hopefully you won't wait as long as you did to come back on. Hopefully you'll come back on in 60 or 90 days and give us an update.
Would love to do that, Everett, and thanks for the opportunity today.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.